Could it be? Did bipartisanship just break out in Washington?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. This morning, a right-wing Republican and a left-wing Democrat have announced a plan to reform Medicare that may put policy over politics. Marketplace's Scott Tong is with us live now from Washington with the latest on the plan. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Right, so talk about this plan.
Well, right now, the government promises seniors a certain set of benefits, doctor visits, medicines, hospital stays. But the problem is medical inflation is skyrocketing. It's a big piece of our government debt problem.
Mm-hmm.
So before today, the Republican plan was to say, okay, seniors, we're going to cut you a check. You're on a fixed budget. Go out and shop for a plan. But there are no guarantees of benefits. And the Democrats said, uh-uh. Well, today's is a hybrid. The seniors would still be able to go out and shop, but the feds would put up enough money to buy at least the cheapest option out there. So that's what's on the table, Steve.
Now, this is bipartisan, Scott, but what's the likelihood with all the acrimony in Washington that this is going to pass?
It doesn't get any harder than health care in Washington. I spoke just now to industry consultant Robert Leshefsky, and he thinks the point in coming out with this now is actually to make it a campaign issue, to bring it to the public.
If you're going to do something this big, you have to build consensus in the country. It would politically be the right thing to hold off until after the elections, but you might have to take it through the next election cycle before you got it done. And this country needs to start solving the debt crisis now.
So, Steve, it's a little backwards for Washington. Instead of the party in charge ramming a bill down the throat of the opposition,
mm-hmm.
The point here is to start with the notion of bipartisanship and then go from there.
We'll see how that works out. All right, Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Scott, thanks.
Okay.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mostly higher at the moment. The Dow is up 42 points, about a third of a percent, at 11,866. That's the first jump in, I guess, 3 days at least. NASDAQ is flat at the moment, and the S&P 500 up slightly. Number of people who last week sought unemployment benefits for the first time was down to 366,000. That's the lowest level since May of 2008. We also got word that wholesale prices were up slightly in November, and a manufacturing index out today from the New York Federal Reserve shot up in December. The House today could vote on a more than $1 trillion Republican spending package. Democrats don't like some of the provisions of that bill, and they control the Senate, so a government shutdown could come in the next couple of days. Meantime, proposed changes to federal student aid programs, changes that are caught up in this budget battle, could have an effect on who gets to go to college. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
When college students take out loans subsidized by the federal government, Uncle Sam pays the interest for the first 6 months after they graduate. Terry Hartle is a lobbyist with the American Council on Education. He says Congress is expected to end that grace period.
The good news is the cuts that we are looking at are far less than almost every observer predicted.
The savings on interest payments will help pay for federal grants for low-income students under the Pell program. But Hartle expects cuts there, too. He says students will only be eligible for the grants for 6 years instead of the current nine, and they'll have to have a high school diploma or an equivalent. Mark Kantrowitz with FinAid.org says those students are more likely to graduate.
If the goal of spending federal money is to produce college graduates, you'd want to focus that funding on the students where it's going to make a difference.
But Congress may also make it harder to qualify for the maximum Pell Grant, about $5,500 a year, and that could price more low-income families out of a college education. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Now let's take America's temperature on the global economy.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said!
It's time for Attitude Check with the polling firm Gallup and American Thoughts on Economic Issues. A U.S. House panel today will be talking to economists about the threat that the European debt crisis poses to the American economy. And Frank Newport is Gallup's editor-in-chief. Morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Where does the European debt crisis rank on Americans' list of concerns?
We don't find it show up at all in our most important problem question that we ask every month. What's the most important problem facing the country? Now, it may be hidden behind the economy, because a lot of Americans volunteer that the economy just generally is the number one problem. But we did find a question from about a month ago asked by another organization where they put in front of the public the idea of giving financial assistance to nations which have in turn assisted Greece. 71% of Americans said absolutely not. They weren't in favor of that. So it suggests to us that the public is not totally locked into believing that the European debt crisis is highly important to Americans.
Much of a concern there. All right. So one of the debates that's going on in Europe, though, Frank, is over governments and whether they should cut spending and balance their budgets or try and boost the economy. That same debate is going on in this country. Do Americans have an opinion on that?
Let me give you a couple of thoughts here. One, we did ask Americans a while back, what's the number one thing to do to create jobs? And Americans said, bring jobs back from overseas. Mm-hmm. But then Americans volunteered, a number of them, infrastructure spending, stimulate the economy. But just as many said, pull the government back and don't get the government involved. That shows you the ambiguity there. But we did have a question that we asked a while back. Do you favor spending government stimulus money in order to, and this is the important point, create jobs and stimulate the economy? And when we said it that way, 60% of the American public agreed.
You think that'll factor into the election?
Oh, absolutely. I think the number one issue in this election is, of course, the economy. But right behind that is the role of government. Does the government function best as an actual instrument that brings about positive things? Or is the best government less government? I think it'll be a key issue in the election.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief over at Gallup. Frank, thanks.
You bet.
And finally, in Chile, where it's about to be summertime, government officials say while it's hot, there's a great way for men to help save the environment. Shed the tie. In a bunch of TV spots, the country's economic minister whips off his tie and unbuttons the top of his shirt. A tieless society of men, the government says, will reduce the need for air conditioning and dry cleaning after lunch. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Bloomingdale's is all about high-end, high style, and high fashion, right?
Every time we're in New York, we come to Bloomingdale's for the frozen yogurt.
Wait, what?
Every time we're in New York, we come to Bloomingdale's for the frozen yogurt.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, department store restaurants. They're back. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.